Good to be back with you. I see Leo and Blanche made it back just in time, too. I don't know how many times since we've been back, people say, are you glad to be back? Yeah, we're glad to be back with you. Not for the weather, but it's good to come back and be with the family of God here at Calvary. We missed you, but I'm praying for you. But God also blessed us with our time down there. It's a joy. It's a privilege to be able to share God's word with you today. Two men returning from India got into a conversation. One was a sportsman and the other was a missionary. I've been in India for 25 years and I've never saw one of the natives converted as you Christians claim, said the sportsman. That's weird, said the missionary. Did you ever see a tiger? He said to the sportsman. Well, hundreds of them, was his reply. I've shot dozens of them also. Well, I've been in India for many years, said the missionary, but I have never seen a tiger. But under the power of the gospel of Christ, I've seen hundreds of natives of India turn to the Savior. You see, one was looking for tigers, the other was looking for souls. It comes into today's message, too, that Jesus was seeking a lost soul. He was looking for, not because this message is a tax time, it's going to be about Zacchaeus, but he was a tax collector, and he was skimming money off other people's when there were taxes. He was charging more and taking it for himself. And in Luke 12:34, Jesus says, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to share with you today. And just a kind of a question before I get into the reading here. Do you think that this tax collector would have guessed who would be coming to dinner? So we'll turn to Luke 19, 1 through 10, and I'll read those scriptures as we stand. Luke 19, 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not see because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 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 here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times that amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Heavenly Father, I just know that you are seeking today, that you are seeking lives every day, every moment, because we know it says in Psalms, our Lord never slumbers. God, I pray as you're seeking today that there might be one, two, three, maybe more than that here who need you, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would take away the hindrance of whether it's Satan or maybe it's about something else, Lord, that you would take that away. Lord, that people might have a clear focus upon your word today, that they might hear the truth. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So let's look at this passage of Scripture and see what we can learn from our reading and apply it to our lives. As all, as when Pastor Brian preaches or Mike or whoever, we just pray that God will instill in you what you've heard and apply it to your life. Because what use is there of Pastor Brian up here, I am up here today, sharing the word, and if you don't apply it to your lives, you could just as well not come to church today. So that's the meaning of this. You've come because you've wanted to. You've come because you want to hear the truth. The truth that saves life, that saved my life, that is going to save many more. The truth that saved this tax collector's life too. The first point is the searching sinner. In Hebrew, the name Zacchaeus means pure and righteous. Zacchaeus was far, far from the description of his name in Hebrew there. He was living a life of luxury. He was a tax collector who worked for the Rome government and was considered a traitor by the Jewish people. Tax collectors were notorious for cheating the public out of money. Zacchaeus was also the chief tax collector, it says. He was in charge of all the other tax collectors and was able to take a cut of the taxes collected for himself, and probably he collected a portion of theirs too. Being the chief tax collector, he stuffed his pockets. In verse 2, it says he was very wealthy before sending the balance to Rome. He was also the auditor and had the influence of just calling the Roman soldier, if you decided not to, Herod's soldiers there, if you decided not to pay your taxes or what you needed, well, throw you in the clinker. So he had a lot of power. Jericho was a place for Zacchaeus to be that day because people were going in and out of the city on their way to Jerusalem for the Passover was going on at that time. Jericho was considered the tax capital of the area. That region was very prosperous at that time. Zacchaeus was probably collecting tolls of goods even beyond their taxes of coming in and out. And Jesus was entering Jericho at this time, and if you read or in the commentary, it was a detour. It was a little longer way, but he came through Jericho. So why was it his detour? Because he saw a soul that needed to be saved. And sometimes in our life, maybe we need to make a detour, don't we? We get so complacent in our time and our days that sometimes we don't pull out of those comfort zones. Think about a detour in your life that you can share maybe with a family member or maybe with a neighbor. Take the time. In the eyes of the religious people, he was a crook and a traitor. This tax collector was, as we know, miserable on the inside. He was blinded by his money and riches. And to become a Roman tax collector, it meant three things. Your extended family would disown you. Secondly, you were not allowed to worship in the synagogue. And thirdly, you were looked at as almost a murderer, as bad as a murderer. In verse 2, Zacchaeus, even though wealthy and the chief collector, where he had everything, he knew something was missing spiritually in his life. And even today, if we are honest, as we were talking in our Sunday school, of camouflaging our needs and our what God is doing in our life, or what maybe it's a physical need, or maybe it's a sin within our lives that we're trying to deal with, we'll admit that there's more to life than just trying to become wealthy or to take it on ourselves. Zacchaeus was missing something that money, his money, could not buy. So Zacchaeus wanted to see this Jesus. He wanted to know what made Jesus tick. Jesus had just given sight to a blind beggar down the road. Maybe Zacchaeus had heard about that healing and wanted to come there. Zacchaeus could not understand why he was being drawn to Jesus. But there was a tug in his heart that wanted him to meet the Savior. There was a spiritual thirst that needed to be quenched in Zacchaeus' life. Perhaps that's how some of you feel, maybe this morning too, drawn to Jesus. I remember my experience at Bible camp when I went there. It was far from my mind about doing anything spiritual. It was just about going. And the Thursday night was the campfire. And God was seeking, and he found me. By the campfire that night, I asked Christ into my life. He seeks, and he finds. Zacchaeus had two problems that day, though. First of all, he was short in stature. He was short in stature. He was not very tall. Can't you see him in a crowd? You know, sometimes we've been in a crowd where there's so many people who are looking this way and bending that way. Well, that's what was going on with him, because he was not very tall. He was trying to stand on his tiptoes, maybe moving side by side to get a glimpse of Jesus as he was coming, probably getting shoved one way or the other, maybe getting an elbow in the head or in the nose. Maybe his toes, you know, they wore sandals in those days, and maybe he was getting his feet stepped on. And the second problem was that it was spiritual. His sins were keeping him from Jesus. You know, our sins separated us from God, just as Zacchaeus was separated from God. He loved money. What's your love? What's keeping you from Jesus? Zacchaeus was not only short, but he was breaking one of God's commandments too. He was being convicted of stealing. He was dealing with a lot of sin, because he'd been in order to be chief tax collector, he'd been there a long time, and he earned his way up. So he was tired. He was tired of getting his feet stepped on, maybe banged in the head or whatever. So in verse 4, Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to find a way to see the Savior. Sycamore trees grew on the sides of the roads during those days, and the branches would come out over the roads, and people would sit in them at times. But Zacchaeus ran ahead. He wasn't going to miss this opportunity to see Jesus. Zacchaeus that day climbed out on the limb of that sycamore tree to see Jesus. What about you? You go out on the limb sometimes? Are your sins bothering you so much that you're willing to go out on the limb and ask Christ to forgive you? Are you willing to turn and walk away from your sins? You know, here Zacchaeus said, run. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, Jesus has provided a way for you out of your temptation. Do you know that? He has provided a way for you when you're tempted. Jesus was providing a way out for Zacchaeus. Secondly, the seeking Savior. Zacchaeus may have wanted to see Jesus, but I believe it was Jesus who wanted to see Zacchaeus more. Jesus stopped at that spot, looked up, and the amazing part is Jesus called out his name, Zacchaeus. Jesus knows the heart. Jesus knew his name. He could have called out anyone in that crowd by their first name, but he called for Zacchaeus. And Jesus gives two commands to Zacchaeus. The first command is, come down immediately. There was no excuses. Second Corinthians 6:2 says, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. There's always an urge of urgency when God is calling. You know, I think of, just as we prayed for Joshua's friend there, and even Dr. Munseth, how fast life can be taken. There was no notice at all to that person on the four-wheeler. There was no notice at all to Dr. Munseth. I know Dr. Munseth was ready to go. I don't know about this father. But there's always an urgency. God is calling you today. So why the must that Jesus had to stay at Zacchaeus' house? The Greek meaning for this must is, it is necessary. One must. Or one must have to. Jesus was seeking. Verse 7 shows that the Pharisees and religious leaders were calling Zacchaeus and saying he was a sinner. You don't invite sinners into your home. But Jesus did the opposite. Isn't it easy for us to sit back and look at people's lives and say, oh, look at that sinner. Look at that sin. When we've got a log in our own eye. That's what these men were doing. They weren't seeing the good. They were only looking at the tiger. They weren't looking at the soul. Jesus invited himself. Not because Jesus was hungry, but it's because he wanted to meet with Zacchaeus. Jesus must stay at Zacchaeus' house because it shows the other people that Jesus' ministry was all about. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus used a wee little man in his ministry. Thirdly, the lost receive salvation. The lost receive salvation. Zacchaeus didn't waste any time climbing down off that limb. Zacchaeus was not going to wait for a later appointment. Jesus was there right now. Zacchaeus came down at once. And yet it gets back to why. Why do people wait and hesitate when Jesus calls? This could be their last calling. This could be your last meeting. Zacchaeus went out on the limb that day, maybe knowing that he might lose his job because he had been with Jesus, knowing that maybe people would talk about him, continue to do that. But he was a changed man. He was having the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master, the Son of God, Redeemer, Prince of Peace, coming to his house that day. That day, Jesus was coming to dinner. Zacchaeus became a born-again man. He was a sinner, and now he was saved by grace. Verse 8 says, how do we know that this man changed? Zacchaeus says, here and now. He wasn't waiting any longer to settle with his that he had cheated. He didn't ask Jesus what he should give back. He made the decision himself. Jesus came into his heart and life, and what a changed man. He gave back half his possessions and four times of what he had cheated people out. That was his confession. That was his change. Salvation is always the work of God. Nothing in and of ourselves can save us from eternal destruction. Zacchaeus didn't work for his salvation. Christ would do that for him. The blood of Jesus that cleanses all sin. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, today, right now, in this moment, you are a child of God. Yet this is not all. You think of his family, this changed man. His home, his family, his friends saw a changed man. His wife probably saw a man of God. His children saw a man of God. His friends saw a man of God. Zacchaeus was now one who walked in the footsteps of Abraham. So we have the searching sinners, we have the seeking Savior, the lost receive salvation. I believe the key verse is in verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. That's Jesus' purpose. Through his death, that we might have salvation. Through his blood, that we might have forgiveness of sins. Is Jesus knocking at your heart today? Is Jesus calling your name? You know, Jesus knows everything about you. He knows your heart. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Are you living in unconfessed sin and want to see receive forgiveness? Maybe you're a Christian who has fallen from God's grace and needs forgiveness. I'm asking you today, if you don't know Jesus, why not ask him into your life? What a good time to do that. Jesus came to seek. And that's the story of Zacchaeus. I know some of you have stories too that could share. I have stories in my life that God worked a mighty way in different ways in my life. But why wait? As we were talking about in Sunday school too, about meeting others, telling others about Jesus Christ. That's the mission. That's why God went to the cross for us. To show us, to be an example. Why did he stop and tell this man to come down? Because he was a lost man. I'm sure he could have called others out of the crowd too. You know, there's a lot of things going on. We've had 18 prayers there that for people or different things and unspoken. And it's a good time for us to reflect on the power of prayer and what happened in Zacchaeus' life. What Jesus is here, he's present. We know that his presence is here when his word and truth is spoken. There's kneeling rails in front of us. Maybe some of us are dealing with health issues. Maybe some are dealing with sin, unconfessed sin. You know, before we sing this last song, maybe a good time during that song, if you feel called, to come to the railing. and seek God. Seek what He wants in your life. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for seeking us today. Thinking right now of the lost sheep, how You left the 99 and went out and looked for the lost one. Lord, You in our presence today, You know their hearts. You know what's needed in their lives. God, I love You, and I thank You for what You've done in my life. I pray that each one would search your hearts today. That the kneeling rails are here, and no one's going to say anything who went up or whatever. It's between You and God. So we thank You, Lord, that You provide a way for us. You have provided Your Son, Jesus. In Thy name we pray. Amen.